Mountain View County County Council has received the results of a public survey regarding the possible creation of a day-use area at the Campbell Gravel Pit, located in Division 6 on the county's north side. The review came during the recent regularly scheduled council meeting. In 2019, the county placed conservation easements on land previously used for aggregate extraction in an effort to preserve the lands and allow for continued agriculture use, council heard. Within the easement, there are provisions that include allowing for the lands to be used as a day-use area. To consider the feasibility of pursuing a day-use area for the lands, council requested administration conduct a community engagement opportunity to receive feedback from Mountain View County residents, and those located in the near vicinity, said Director of Legislative Service Chris Acheson. As such, a survey was conducted to gather information if there was broader community support for the concept of the area to be developed for recreational use in a manner that is supportive of the conservation values of the property, which is to provide quiet enjoyment and environmental appreciation opportunities, he said. The survey was open from July 19 to August 6. Of the 119 who responded, 76%, 91 respondents, were in favor of a day-use area, 21%, 26 respondents, were opposed, and 2 offered no opinion. Of the 30 respondents from Division 6, 57% were opposed to a day-use area, with 87% of respondents from outside the division being in favor. There were not really any surprises when going through the survey results, he said. The survey included a place for respondent comments, including, I support providing opportunities for residents in the area to spend time outdoors engaged in activities that they enjoy and that promote wellness, and, my property borders this area and I don't need people and their pets on my land as well as I'm concerned about an increase in theft and garbage and noise. Asked to identify possible features in a day-use area. Respondents said hiking trails, snowshoe trails, cross-country skiing trails, wetlands viewing, river access, picnic areas, and disc golf. As part of the engagement process, administration contacted adjacent landowners and encouraged them to complete the survey or send a letter to the county and/or the division's counselor. In response, a letter from 42 area landowners was received in opposition to a proposed day-use area. Concerns expressed in the letter included security and policing, impact on wildlife, access and infrastructure concerns, loss of land lease rental income, noise resulting from increased activity, and support for current management of the lands as an agricultural parcel. In the letter, the landowners said, in part, we would like to suggest that a better location for this project would be on the unused county land on the west side of the gravel pit on Highway 27 west of RGE Road 40. It would also address most of our concerns and would be better utilized due to its better location. Email and telephone submissions were also received expressing concerns and objections, Acheson said. The county currently has a 3-year lease agreement with the previous landowners for grazing cattle. That agreement expires in December 2023. Division 6 Councilor Peggy Johnson said, I think that there are places for more recreation, and one of the places that has come to mind recently for me is that I think there is a lot of potential to do more winter recreation at Westward Ho Park, a county-owned facility off Highway 27 east of Sunder. I think that might be a better fit. It has potential on the river for trails. Reeve Bruce Beattie said outdoor recreation opportunities are important for the overall health of residents and visitors. Count. Greg Harris said, I think it is important that we continue to develop and supply these day-use areas. Councilors passed a motion directing administration to bring forward a project sheet to 2022 budget deliberations to further assess the possible development of a day-use area at the Campbell Pit. If council decided to proceed with a day-use area at the site, it would require a redesignation of the parcel of land, including associated studies, development of concept plan and public hearing process, council heard. All councilors attended the recent council meeting, held in person and on Zoom.